Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody in this room and in countless other rooms across this great country has his or her favorite Ronald Reagan story. For me, that story happened 30 years ago in August of 1981. The air traffic controllers, in violation of their contracts, went on strike. President Reagan ordered them back to work, making clear that those who refused would be fired. In the end, thousands refused, and thousands were fired. I cite this incident not as a parable of labor relations, but as a parable of principle. Ronald Reagan was a man who said what he meant and meant what he said. Those who thought he was bluffing were sadly mistaken. Reagan's demand was not an empty political ploy. It was leadership, pure and simple.
Pure and simple. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, speaking at the Reagan Library, giving tribute to Ronald Reagan with one of the stories that is legend about him being Reagan, with the continuing lack of enthusiasm for Mitt Romney and the recent stumbling of Rick Perry. Governor Christie has been rumored by many as the possible late entrant into the GOP primary race, and so we'll examine that as part of our conversation here. This conversation is king. Conversation on talk radio, news talk radio, is what we profile here every day and on the weekend on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here is reporter John Carl, who's following Chris Christie around, trying to see if there is an inside scoop on whether he'll announce.
Any chance to run for president, Governor?
Chris Christie avoided that question from us today, and although his brother says the answer is no, a top Christie advisor tells ABC News he is now, in fact, seriously considering a run. Just imagine a candidate who talks like this.
It's people who raise their voices and yell and scream like you that are dividing this country. We're here to bring this country together, not to divide it.
Call it the Chris Christie phenomenon. Even when he says he won't run for president, the way he says it, blunt, direct, no BS, makes many Republicans want him to run even more.
I don't want to, you know, participate in a vanity exercise. I don't want it that badly.
Most politicians tell people what they want to hear. Christie seems to delight in telling people what they don't want to hear.
You must be the thinnest-skinned guy in America, because you think that's a confrontational tone, then, you should really see me when I'm pissed.
The contrast with Mitt Romney's polish or President Obama's cool manner couldn't be more stark. A contrast that extends to his personal appearance as well. He looks more working class than Wall Street and is not afraid to attempt a little Springsteen. And yes, unlike any president in the television era, he's overweight. Earlier this year, Christie talked candidly to Diane Sawyer about that and his effort to exercise more.
What do you say to yourself to psych yourself into it?
I just look in the mirror, Diane. I just don't, okay. I got to get healthier. And the other thing, this job is really forced me, because it's such a draining job from an energy perspective. Mm-hmm. That, I know one of the reasons I'm tired is because I'm too overweight.
All right, so Christie insists he's not running, says he's not interested. The speech, however, there at the Reagan Library seems to belie something else. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Will he run? Do you think he ought to run? Would he win? Is he a good candidate? He seems to have some starch. A lot of people discussing this, so we'll do it here as time allows. 800-510-8255 for your calls. How about let's spend some time on some other primary news. Herman Cain, for example, the one who did so well in the Florida straw poll over the weekend, explaining to those skeptics of those who say he couldn't win, why he thinks he won in Florida.
When the people are sending two distinct messages from this Florida straw poll, number one, the voice of the people is stronger than the voice of the media. You know that the mainstream media has been trying to make the Republican nomination into a two-person race, or if not that, like last August, They wanted to basically turn it into the flavor of the week. The second message is, message is more powerful than money. My opponents, they spent a considerable amount of money trying to influence the outcome of this straw poll. I rented a bus, traveled around the state, talked to people, held rallies, and shared my common sense, simple message about what we need to do to fix things, especially the economy. And the whole 999 solution is resonating with people.
999, that's the tax situation, an overhaul most people think is needed, and many people who understand this, who read about it, who think about it, think it makes a lot of sense as well. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to it. Sandra is from Jasper, Alabama, with her thoughts here on the countdown.
Teabaggers are Americans, and we do vote for what we believe in. But as far as the candidates, Governor Romney, I don't care for him at all. I hope Mr. Christie does not get in. I do care for Mr. Kane. I believe in what he says, and Rick Perry, except for his stance on immigration. He needs to be stronger on illegal immigration. I had to hold my nose and vote for John McCain, even though he's a great man. I understand that. If it hadn't been for Sarah Palin, I would not have voted for him at all.
Isn't it interesting, Sandra, there... the Tea Party getting a bad rap. Her choice is Kane. A lot of people from the South don't like the Northerners, and that's just the way it is. You know, you may not like to hear that, or you shouldn't say that. I say it because I think that's my observation. I think that's what is going on here. The people in the South don't like moderate Northerners, so we don't get it. It's very interesting, however, that she would choose a Southerner who is black. So maybe that. You could say that flies in the face of the reality that I was just explaining. Not necessarily. It is something to think about and to talk about and part of the discussion as we broaden out our interests here when it comes to the GOP primary race, which is what we're talking about right now, 14 after the hour on the countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear. Risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
800-510-8255. So we're into caller mode here. The primary race, the selection of candidates. What do you think of some of them? Here's Ted, who's calling from Fargo, and he's got some thoughts on Rick Perry.
Hey, I'm just calling about Rick Perry. I think he ticked off a lot of people with his comment about the illegals getting the same in-state tuition and saying they have no heart. And it was in his heart, too, saying it. And then also, you know, the way they pick these front runners and they're writing off the rest of the candidates, it's way too early. I think that they give them too much coverage that, you know, this guy's the front runner, this, you know, and they don't say it's too early yet. Shel Bachman a month ago, like, say she was the front runner.
800-510-8255. All right, who is the front runner? People are so fickle that I wouldn't be surprised to see Christie on the top of the list in terms of the poll numbers. He's number one now, the candidate to beat. Randy's listening in Louisiana with his thoughts. What do you say?
As far as I'm concerned, the whole bunch, well, not the whole bunch, but 99% of them are just the same old political machine. Ron Paul has the answer to take and get the troops back home and getting everybody killed and spending a bunch of money for nothing. It's all big corporations. He's the only one that he was telling everybody what was going to happen in the last election, and everybody laughed at him. And the man's right on the money. Now, there's a couple of things I disagree with, but he's the man I'll vote for. And I wouldn't bother me to see Herman Cain on his ticket.
Sounds like my recommendation. As a man who understands what people really are talking about, Ron Paul with Herman Cain on the ticket. What do you think? 800-510-8255. That would be my first choice, frankly. Here's Charles in Woodbridge, Virginia, with Newt Gingrich on his mind.
I basically am with those who are not excited about the field. I don't know what it is with the Republicans, why we just cannot bring up a good field of smart people who have not been in politics before and really shake things up. Now, having said that, Cain is pretty impressive up there. But the one that I never thought that I would ever consider has really caught my eye and my ear, rather, and that is Gingrich. You know, based on his past, mainly his personal issues, I really kind of wrote him off. But he is more and more, in my eye, stepping up to be the most the one that's most electable up there on stage. And we're still a ways out, so I think he's the guy now. Gingrich and a Cain ticket.
All right, here's Cain, number two with a lot of people, 800-510-8255. Newt Gingrich, is he a man? He may be the smartest one of the group, but he's also the one with the most baggage, I think, although Perry's got plenty of baggage, too, it looks like. Who's got the least amount of baggage, and is that the way to choose a candidate? We're trying to get to sampling of all of your calls with as many different people and points of view, that is, talking about various candidates. Joe Biden appeared on The View this week, and he talked with the ladies about the primary field from the Republican side. All right, we'll get to that next. 800-510-8255, as we continue to focus on this mania. You're welcome to call and express yourself. Have you called? Have you talked to somebody already about your favorite? 21 after on the countdown.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And politics is front and center on the issue-oriented talk programs. Not all of talk radio focuses on issues. A lot of the news media would have you believe that, but the vast majority are certainly concerned about the left and the right, and so that's what we face here in overviewing what's going on from day to day. I mentioned a few minutes ago that Joe Biden was on The View, and he wanted to talk about the GOP primary field, so here he is with the ladies.
Well, you know, New Jersey's a big, important state. He's at the top of his game right now, and our Republican friends seem to be sort of...
What do you think of Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry? Who else is there? Romney?
Huntsman. Yeah.
What do you think of them?
Well, look, I think all of them, with maybe the exception of Huntsman, have the same sort of value set. They think that the way to move the country forward is in a fundamentally different way than we think to move it forward. So I don't see a lot of difference in terms of, like, for example, Social Security. They're beating up Perry for saying it's a Ponzi scheme, but yet everyone else in that stage wants to privatize it. So I don't see much difference. The question is, whomever the nominee is, I think there's going to be stark choices between the president and me and whomever their nominees are.
Or the president and whoever the new vice presidential choice may be. There's lots of talk about Hillary Clinton being the vice presidential choice and Joe Biden becoming Secretary of State, yada, yada. So 800-510-8255. As a matter of fact, let's see here. Here's Biden talking about that, as a matter of fact.
You will be the vice presidential candidate again next year?
I haven't figured out how not to be. No, yes.
So the answer is yes.
No, the answer is yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Now, we had Vice President, former Vice President Dick Cheney on with us last week, and he was very close to President Bush. He was involved in nearly every decision. And one of the criticisms, you know, Mr. Vice President, is that our president doesn't really listen to anybody, even people in his inner circle. Does he listen to you? And can you give us an example of where your opinion might have...
You're talking about Obama. I thought you were talking about Bush.
No, I'm talking about Obama.
Okay.
Our president now is Obama.
There are a number of instances, but, you know, it would be inappropriate for me. Look, the deal, when the president and I agreed that I'd be on the ticket, he asked me and I agreed to be on the ticket. The one thing that I asked, and he's kept it, this promise, was that I'd be the last guy in the room, literally the last person in the room in every major decision. And I can tell you without fear of contradiction that he seeks opinions from everyone and in his inner circle. And I am I have a bad reputation for being very blunt, straight. And I have made clear to the president my views, and on 85% of what he's asked me for his opinion on, we've agreed. So I find a guy who... Look, I've been there for 8 presidents. Mm-hmm. There's only 2 that I knew who seemed totally prepared to listen to an alternative view. And if you made the better case, they'd say, well, okay, I understand that. And he's one of those guys. Now, it would be inappropriate for me in private discussion with the president telling you how I may or may not have impacted his view on Afghanistan or on the jobs bill or on whatever.
Here's Vice President Joe Biden. Here's Hank calling from Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, I want to say Ron Paul is the only one to vote for. It's going to bring the troops home and the Federal Reserve. He has an outstanding voting record. He has been saying the same thing for over 20, 25 years, and he has, never changed his position. I mean, if Nostradamus was alive today, he'd have a hard time keeping up with Ron Paul.
Nostradamus was sort of a soothsayer. 800-510-8255. Looking over some of the calls here. Looks like a lot of people want to talk about Ron Paul. We'll take some more of your calls in just a few moments here on the countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What are politicians fixing? What do you want them to do? Those who are there now tell you they've got the answers, when of course they don't, and they haven't. But have there been any conversations you've heard from those who are running that makes you think they have the right idea? Rick Perry, has he got the right idea? Chris Christie, has he got the right idea? Herman Cain, has he got the right idea? Ron Paul, who has the right ideas to fix things? Newt Gingrich is somebody, again, that people like to talk about, but they don't like to vote for him. 800-510-8255. We're in the caller mode here on the countdown. Dave is in Indiana. Okay, Dave, let's hear from you. Hi.
Yeah, my overall view of things is Rick Perry looked pretty good until the last debate, and he came out with his boots on the border instead of the fence and the immigration problem, you know, funding the illegals to go to school. That kind of hurt his chances there. And I'm really tired of these people trying to force Christie into the race when he didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And you got Trump on the sidelines. You know, he's said if he runs, he's going to be an independent, and that's not good. Why don't he run as a Republican?
What about Sarah Palin? Should she be in?
Well, in or out, you know, I think a lot of people are waiting to see what she's going to do and what Trump's going to do. If those people would declare they're in or out, that would help the field, because that would be the field, and we wouldn't have, you know, then we can scrutinize everybody more closely, which I think everybody's doing right now. But I think what really worries everybody is the dictator we have in office circumventing the Constitution and bending rules and suing states and leaving the border open. We got another year of this. Where are the Republicans in the House?
Well, if you want to make sure that this doesn't happen, you need to be as active as you can be, supporting somebody that actually can beat Obama, and also supporting candidates for the Senate that would give the Republicans. That's what you got to do. How are you influenced? If I were to ask you, is it the newspaper? Is it television coverage? Is it radio conversation? What influences your thinking on who's the best and who you don't want?
Leaders in Indiana, you know, we're a flyover state. I watch MSNBC. I watch Fox News. I watch CNN.
Mm-hmm.
What scares me is this shotgun media. You know, it seems like MSNBC ought to be broadcasting from the White House.
No, they do the same thing that Fox does. They take a point of view, and it's not anymore so. It's the way it is today, Dave. There are no longer any real news organizations. There's this one on that side and this one on this side. They report, take press releases, don't really get down to the nitty-gritty. Very few good reporters, and there certainly are few, if any, good real news organizations. Thanks for answering my question and for making the call. Aurora in Cape Canaveral, Florida, you're up next.
Well, the best man is Buddy Romer. Now, you probably never heard of him. I don't know.
Yes,
but
I have.
He was the governor of Louisiana, and you know, I know where you live because I used to live in New Hampshire. In an hour, you could go up and meet him. He's made his headquarters up there. I'd love to have you do a personal report. I don't know if you ever do that, but he got an apartment in Manchester. He has his headquarters. He's doing pretty well up there. The union leader had an editorial by the editor and the Concord Monitor. I follow it very closely because I used to live there, and he's on my issue, which is trade. That's what drives me for getting information. He's the only one willing to talk about the preposterous trade agreements. How can you talk about job creation when you don't tackle those and nobody else does?
The people who don't talk about it don't understand how the system works. You're right on that. I have not watched or followed Billy Romer, Buddy Romer, very much. So that's a job. That's an assignment. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. 800-510-8255. The news media will ignore him as there is a cabal, as was the case with Ron Paul. Hard to ignore him now after all of the attention being given to the fact that they were ignoring him. But he still doesn't get the kind of respect that most people who talk to him and really listen to him think he deserves. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's Philip from Delaware. Who do you like?
You must unite behind whoever the nominee may be in order to defeat Barack Obama. If not, you're going to have Barack Obama for another 4 years. So let's stop finding fault with the Republican nominees. Nobody's perfect. They did it to McCain, and they ended up with Barack Obama. He's loving it right now. So Republicans unite, whoever the nominee may be, Herman Cain, Mitt Romney, Perry, whoever, unite. Any one of them is better than what we have now. My favorite is going to be Mitt Romney, and he will be the man. I think because he appeals to everybody, not just Republicans. He appeals to independents. He even appeals to Democrats. But he's a much, much better candidate and experienced man than what we have now.
All right. You feel very strongly, obviously. You can tell that by the tone of your voice. 800-510-8255. Pat in Wilbro, New Jersey.
For this presidential election, I'm looking at Herman Cain and Ron Paul. It's actually a really tight debate for me right now as to which one I'm going to vote for. I like the idea of small government, but at the same time, I like somebody who's financially savvy running the country. I was reading about him, just a little bit of a bio on him, and he used to work for Pillsbury, and he ended up going from just being a typical CEO to actually buying one of their subsidiaries out and turning it into a very successful business. His federal income tax going down to 9%, that actually really appeals to me. I don't make a lot of money with my job, but the idea of actually not having the federal government take most of my paycheck away from me every single week, it greatly appeals to me. It's more money for me to spend, more money for me to put back into the economy.
What do you think of the coverage of the various debates and the coverage of the candidates, part of the discussion here? 800-510-8255. Darren calls from Jackson, Tennessee, up next on the countdown. Darren, you're on live. Hi.
Hey, I just want to say I really like Herman Cain. I like his message, and I'm a Christian man. Perry, I like Perry pretty good, but Herman Cain's my choice. But after Herman Cain winning a straw poll, you got to think that if Perry gets his nomination, he would be crazy not to pick Herman Cain's his VP, so I think Herman Cain definitely going to be either the running mate, or I'd love to see him as president, but or at least, you know, win the primary. But that's all I had to say.
All right, sir. Thank you for saying it. Calling 800-510-8255. Herman Cain, as the vice presidential nominee, comes up over and over again. There are a lot of people who have listened to the message. A lot of people like his experience. He's a cancer survivor, all of that sort of thing. He's got important things to say about the medical community, if you will, how the system works, because he's been through. He's got a lot of experiences, and that seems to give him some credibility. So he and a lot of people get into the race to posture. They know they wouldn't win the presidential slot, but they posture for a position like vice president or some other. They would want to become visible so they can maybe be a member of the cabinet, that kind of stuff. Bunny is in Parsons, Kansas, with a choice.
I have been aware of Newt Gingrich for many, many years. He's older, and he has an experience of deeper thought and understanding of our government and what has not worked. He's been there and he's seen it. And I have heard just, I can't quote him verbatim. I would like to have a copy of all of his speeches so I can just, you know, yell them out. I just want to call everybody's attention to the fact that we don't really need a new young man who doesn't really understand what government is all about. We should never have privatized war. If we want to go to war, we should be conscripting our own people and paying for it ourselves.
A lot of people against these wars, and they're looking for candidates that can get us out of that circumstance. 800-510-8255. Pretty interesting as part of the overall conversation this week of who's running for what. The GOP getting a lot of money from Wall Street, so-called fat cats, because of the president's rhetorical war against them. Appears the Wall Street donor community that helped fund Obama's bid, shifting their cash elsewhere. 100 donors who previously supported Obama in 2008 have not written a check and said they would not. They are instead supporting Mitt Romney. And the shift has helped Romney obviously raise more than twice as much money from Wall Street to this point than Obama has. The Democrats are down there saying, you need us. We're going to really be your friends. And they say, geez, doesn't sound that way to us. What do you think? More of the problem. And this is what bothers me about especially Romney in terms of the Republican side, but Obama or any of them running. They're trying to raise $1 billion, the Republicans are, and the Democrats. A billion dollars to influence your thinking and your vote. These PACs, all this stuff, so much corruption, and we see what it leads to in the form of laws that are passed and how the various regulators look upon those who are not contributors and are not influencers. It's a sick part of our society that needs to be dealt with, and you've got to find a candidate who's interested in dealing with it that way. It's 16 before the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer From Soldier to Soldier bracelets, a stylish fashion statement with a conscience, and a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes a uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are produced in the USA and can be purchased at ElisaIlana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Hey guys, let's face it.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
800-510-8255, continuing our conversation about the candidates, who's out there. What are your thoughts? Nathan is listening in Vienna, Virginia, and is another one of these Buddy Romer fans.
Hi. You know, I just wanted to say one quick thing to all those people who are saying, this man's not a Republican, this woman's not a Republican. The reason our political party is becoming marginalized in the mainstream area of politics is just because of people like them. If you just can't, if you cannot confer to the cookie cutter image of the Republican Party, you're somehow not a Republican. And well, that being said, I'm going to vote for Buddy Romer because I think he really is the only person in the political sphere who understands the real problem our country's facing. Money and politics. I mean, I cannot believe more people aren't still upset about Citizens United. That, sir, was the biggest threat and the biggest blow to our liberty that this country has ever seen. Unlimited corporate donate. Money is speech. Corporations are people. What? Buddy Romer proposes to try to remove all political donations from politics, from large corporations. And he wants to give the process back to the people it affects the most. People like you and me.
Yeah, you see, that's this guy's got it. And I'm going to have to follow some Buddy Romer information myself because I want to get on to that. That's my spiel. And many of you, most of you feel the same way when you understand how outrageously ridiculous the candidates can be when it comes to raising money and spending it. Here's Mark. You'll wrap it up from Des Moines. Hi.
I've liked Kane since the beginning. I got a chance to see him at the Steve King event here. I think it was last March. There was another Tea Party event here. I saw him at the Strong America Now. I got a chance to meet him. I got a chance to give him my own point of view. I said that I really wish him well. I think he is the most adult of all the candidates, including the current occupant of the White House. And I think that he's running against a lot of forces, including our apathy and our cynicism. And a lot of us have just given up, but I really think he is the real deal. I mean, he's the guy that so many of us have lamented before. Why doesn't somebody with real business sense ever run and blah, 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 blah? And this is the guy. Here he is. Here's our chance to actually vote for somebody who's actually got the conservative background and the business sense and the adult mentality to actually run a successful organization. No organization is ever run successfully by a child.
There you go. A lot of food for thought in that call. Thank you. Up next,
the FEMA funding, which was saved by the bell, as it were. That in the focus on the countdown, 51 after the hour now.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing with the story of the bipartisan agreement on FEMA funds, disaster funds. Office of Management and Budget Director Jack Lew emphasized this week the government has a duty to serve you and do it economically. This is not what FEMA does, however. There have been stories that are a legion as to how they waste your money, the fraud, the abuse. So I'm going to give you one example, something that I found out this past weekend. I was in Vermont for a wedding, and we were at the Stowe Mountain Lodge, which may be one of the most expensive places to be in terms of a hotel in the state of Vermont. Average nightly cost about $480, many rooms more expensive than that. Half the hotel still occupied by FEMA workers who were there after all of the damage that was done from the excessive water from the hurricane. Irene was a real problem up in Vermont. So I asked a few people why it was the FEMA folks were staying there, and there was no real good answer. The taxpayer picking up the tab for tens of thousands of dollars every night when there are plenty of hotels and motels around that are good and clean, the budget hotels and the suite hotels, these little comfort inns, that kind of stuff, and local hotels that are $100 a night, $110 a night, $99 a night. So this is the way these people spend your money, and this is the kind of stuff that drives everybody crazy, as well it should. Those sorts of examples came up a little bit in the sideline discussion, but apparently it wasn't powerful enough to carry the day, because the dispute over disaster relief was, there was a partial shutdown, or it threatened to cause a partial shutdown of the government. That didn't happen. Short-term spending measures to fund them. But don't you think there ought to be some management here? This is the problem with the president, the last president, and so many more of the people who are supposedly serving there. The country can't absorb all this stuff. The government is way too big and out of control, and there are no managers. That was what this fight was all about, that was fought Here is regarding the congressional compromise. Mayor Thomas Layton of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, explaining why he's happy that funding did not run dry for FEMA.
It's great news for our city. A city like Wilkes-Barre and the surrounding communities that have been affected by the hurricane, we cannot budget money in anticipation of disaster. So we need to rely on our federal and state governments to assist us, to help us get our residents back into their homes and our businesses reopened in a timely manner. Any delay in the federal or state government really affects the lives of our people and affects their ways of getting back to work in their real job. I mean, we've had some devastation in the surrounding communities here, and desperate aid is needed from Washington.
Why? Why, Mayor, do you need aid for it? What about state aid? What about local aid? Why is it everybody is so damn dependent on Washington? That's the question, isn't it? Here? Keeping FEMA fund. FEMA didn't even exist until the late 1970s, and now it's gone. It's grown into this gigantic, bumbling bureaucracy. You all heard all the stories about all of the, after Hurricane Katrina, how many of those mobile homes were built, and they sat there and never got used, all that stuff. Here's Alicia calling from Atlanta.
In response to what the Republicans are doing, they want to make sure that there's no jobs created by money funded toward any city that's suffering from disasters. Because this is an example of what a stimulus packet would do. Jobs would be created by fixing infrastructure that was damaged by, God forbid, natural disasters. And they don't want anybody to see how jobs are stimulated or get started or commerce get started. And, oh, by the way, these are corporate Republicans. They're trying to make the economy stand still and make sure there is no example of any kind of job structure going on. And if there is any money that is going to be spent, they want to make sure it is spent by stopping Obama and making sure that that unemployment stays high.
Well, you can be sure Alicia's not voting for a Republican, right? Here's Sue in Columbus, Georgia.
I wonder if all of these homeowners that are in these disasters had the foresight to have homeowners insurance, which is supposed to take care of their personal home. And if the states and local governments have taxes the way they do here in Columbus, Georgia, to take care of the roads that are damaged. This, to me, is not a federal problem. It's a local problem. One person, I had a fire. I had homeowners insurance. It took care of my home. You know, what's happened to the personal responsibility?
Good question, Sue. Thank you for being the last caller and asking that question. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.